This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Morality and economics, a dreadful mix in a crisis. The impulse to punish consumers or even nations overloaded with debt may just be the worst toxin for the global economy. Living within your means or surviving beyond your panic. On Tuesday, November 29th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
A look at the dangerous tendency to punish victims in an economic crisis and end up making more victims. We have an update on the historic voting in Egypt, how free media is about more than just staying on message in the age of YouTube. We're going to look at the political campaign. And back when the Fab Four were just a backup band with a Pete and no Ringo. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. You're talking about making our own holiday song. The Takeaway is making a song for the holidays. We've been asking for your lyrics. Meredith in Yonkers, New York, sent this. I pepper sprayed my way to the front of the line to get you this Xbox at Christmas time.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
That's
she didn't bad. Specify the melody. I just threw that in myself. You make our holiday song with your lyrics as well. Send it to thetakeaway.org. We'll show you how to be a part of this project. First, let's check the morning's top headlines.
More trouble for Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. An Atlanta woman says she carried on a 13-year affair with the businessman. Ginger White is now the fifth woman to accuse Cain of improper behavior. She told Atlanta's Fox affiliate she was aware he was married, but that it was romance. Cain went on CNN to preempt the announcement where he said there was never any affair and added he did nothing wrong. A new report says the Federal Reserve spent nearly $7.8 trillion on loans to bail out America's big banks. That's according to documents obtained by Bloomberg News through the Freedom of Information Act. The article in Bloomberg Markets magazine says the feds even doled out $1.2 trillion in one day back in 2008. All that comes as banks reaped an estimated $13 billion in profits by taking advantage of the Fed's below-market rates.
So-called Cyber Monday on its way to being a record setter. The IBM benchmark reports online sales were up 18% from a year ago. Graham Jones of PriceGrabber.com says the shopping holiday kicked off a week of looking for high-priced gifts.
We didn't see a lot of higher ticket sales last week. We're seeing them this week. We saw lower price points last week, clothing, home goods. This week, it's all about electronics, $1,100 TVs.
Big ticket items at discount prices. Sales for mobile devices were up 7.4%. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook could begin exploring an initial public offering by the middle of next year. The social networking firm is reportedly hoping the IPO will value the company at upwards of $100 billion.
That would be so cool. One of the most powerful Democrats on
what would their status message be?
We're worth $100
billion. We're in the money. Yes.
One of the most powerful Democrats on Capitol Hill is retiring. Congressman Barney Frank says he made the decision not to seek another term after his district lines were redrawn, and he did want to choose between a full-fledged campaign and his current obligation to constituents.
This decision was precipitated by congressional redistricting, not entirely caused by it. I've been ambivalent about running, not because I don't continue to think the job is important, but because there are other things I'd like to do in my life before my career is over.
17 House Democrats have now announced their intention not to seek re-election compared to 7 Republicans. And the Big Easy proved difficult for the New York Giants. Drew Brees and the Saints rolled over Big Blue 49-24. Woohoo! That was the Grant's third consecutive loss.
The Giants. Yes, the Giants. And Ibrahim called it yesterday. Absolutely.
He did.
Asian markets up, European indices down. Futures are down for Wall Street after a big run-up yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 11,523. The S&P opens at 1,192. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,224. Coming up this morning, only George Harrison can play guitar like that. George Harrison's sister Louise joins us to remember the early days of the Beatles. We'll talk about the new campaign ads in the GOP race, how their humble start on the web is getting all of the candidates some free airtime. Those conversations are later on in this hour, but we begin, are the Eurozone crisis leaders acting more like parents, scolding people for bad behavior? And are those attitudes and egos getting in the way of real economic progress? Jonah Serra joins us in just a few minutes. You can swing, but you can't.